We delayed the program originally scheduled to bring you a report from Arthur Gates, mutual correspondent in Nuremberg, Germany. Mr. Gates will talk on the background of the forthcoming war criminal trials to be held at Nuremberg. His report has been transcribed for release at this time. Here is Mr. Gates' report.
This is Arthur Gates in Nuremberg, Germany. I'm sitting here in a small radio studio in the Palace of Justice. Below me lies the oblong oak-paneled court chamber in which for the next few weeks, beginning next Tuesday, international criminal law will be made and 22 of the world's most brutal criminals will be brought to justice. Through the years, they set the world on flame. Men like Frank and Kaltenbrunner actually sent tens of thousands of people to death by their decrees. In this spectacled city of the Nazis, which once had more than 600,000 inhabitants, the Americans had to patch their palace of justice together to find a room large enough to hold the more than 350 people, including judges, re-indicted, defendants and prosecutors, as well as a corps of journalists from all parts of the world. Today, this hall below me is about as out of place in battered Nuremberg as the ideas the Allies represent were to the Third Reich. The place looks brand new. There are oak tables and desks, attractive red plush chairs, pale green drapes, modern projection equipment for showing exhibits, scores of earphones of the IBM system, which will enable participants to hear English, Russian, French, and German translations according to their choice. The staff has been holding a two-hour dress rehearsal down there this afternoon to acquaint personnel with procedures. I arrived here late last night from Pilsen, Czechoslovakia. What a ghastly sight in comparison with the gingerbread town, as we called it before the war. Today, 60% of this town is rubble. To find room for the journalists, they took us out 4 miles out of town to the Faber Castle, a drafty old cold marble monstrosity in which about 400 of us will be put up, hard put to find wash and toilet facilities. Today, Nuremberg has nothing better to offer. This morning, when we met with the German defense attorneys, the men who have been selected to defend this crowd of four fleshers and supermen, they gave us the impression they would not ask for any postponement of the trial, even though some of them had been selected only a few days ago to defend men with whom generally it would appear they are out of sympathy. This is Arthur Gates in Nuremberg, returning you to Mutual in New York.
You have just heard Arthur Gates speaking to you from Nuremberg, Germany. We bring you now the program originally scheduled.